Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your host, Daniel Brigman, and let me assure you, you are in the right place. So good to be with you. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. You can listen live and what have you, different contact times and podcasts and what have you. You can look on the website and also buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. We got a new guest today. We'll come on in about an hour, a little less. Christopher Markowski. He has been quite a few years doing a podcast on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. He's going to talk about several things, including socialism. What does that mean? Why doesn't it work? Why are they trying it? Negative interest rates. This is a big deal, the negative interest rates throughout the country and the world. I should say, not the country, the world. And we seem hell-bent on joining the rest of the world. Can't be a good thing. We'll talk about that. And Mitt Romney, among other things, with Christopher Markowski. Looking forward to meeting him.
That scoundrel.
Who? Romney? No. Don't get me started. We're just at the beginning of the week. We're going to have a good week here. We're not going to get too far in him. And there you go. There's Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin.
Morning.
Welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be back again.
We got
another great day in America.
It is. A couple memes. My wife is always showing me Facebook memes. And I can see why there's quote-unquote laws being pushed to control these memes and limit, and so you can't use certain images and what have you. These memes are so powerful. I mean, you think about the millions of dollars of programming that CNN or the CIA or whatever uses on corporate media, and then you just send out a viral meme, and it just basically destroys and undercuts everything that they've done.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, here's one of the memes. It said, if Democrats are so against fossil fuels, then why do their children all work for Ukraine oil and gas?
That's good. Or fly around in jets.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Why do they all work for an oil and gas company?
Yeah.
If you have some Republican ones, send me a Republican meme that.
They're just as bad.
Yeah. Well, it's a different bad.
Yeah, right.
It's a dirty snake in the grass type bad.
Yeah.
It's worse.
Hide in the bush and come out and ambush you.
The other meme she shared with me about is about, you know, once you have children, then you understand. It said, my daughter wanted to have her friends over for a Cinderella party. So I said, sure. We invited them all over, and they cleaned the house. I thought that was funny, too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a chuckle out of it.
Yeah. There's been better ones. There's kind of ones a little on edge that are really funny, but I'm not going to
pretend. Exactly. There's some hilarious ones.
Can't say
there.
Those in mixed company. Let's get to the news. The big news over the weekend, really started the end of last week, was what went on in the Middle East with, I can't even pronounce his name, al-Baghdadi.
Yeah, al-Baghdadi.
Trump says Islamic State's al-Baghdadi is killed in the United States raid. President Donald Trump said he is dead after a U.S. military raid in northwest Syria left the Islamic leader in utter fear and total panic and dread, quote-unquote, in his final moments. Your reaction to this?
Take it with a grain of salt.
What does that mean?
I don't know if I believe it or not. You know, so many people, they said he was dead in 2016. They said he was dead in 2017. The Russians just came out and said,
well, that's the next story.
He's not dead. So who do you believe?
Well, that's the very next story at the Daily Star. ISIS leader al-Baghdadi, quote, not killed by U.S. military, Russia claims. Russia said it has doubts, quote unquote, in Donald Trump's claim that the leader was killed. They have attempted to cast doubts on the claim. They died after being hunted down in the compound in Syria. The U.S. Major General Igor Konevskov claimed that there has been no airstrikes on the U.S. or coalition forces in the Syrian city of Idlib, where the mission was said to have taken place, state-run RIA Novosti News Agency reported. So what Russia's saying, well, I don't know if he's killed or not, but there was no air raids. There was no bombing in this area.
I've seen the film of the bombing, so where it came from, I don't know. And plus, it came out of the red tie Donald Trump.
What does that mean?
That's supposed to be his double, the red tie. No, the blue tie. I'm sorry, the blue tie.
The blue tie. Now we're going to talk about double dog. We can't even.
I'm just telling you what I heard.
Wait, I've heard lots of things. I don't bring them on the radio.
Sometimes I do.
Trump says he kept details of ISIS operation from Pelosi to avoid leaks. I believe that.
I believe that 100%. Yes.
Yeah, I told him. No, I didn't. I didn't do that. I wanted to make sure it was kept secret because it's going to risk people. If this was a real mission, that makes perfect sense. Iraqi president, it's reckless to think defeat of ISIS is complete. In an interview with Jonathan Swain for Axios on HBO, Iraqi President Saleh said that while the military defeat of ISIS is an important moment, it is still incomplete and could easily unravel. The interview was prior to news of the death of the leader. So, I mean, is this just all PR stunt to make us feel better about leaving Syria?
Could be. Don't know. Trump said about 6 months ago, don't believe anything that comes out of Washington. So this is coming out of Washington. So,
he's in Washington.
Yeah, I know. Why did he say that statement before? And plus, you know, a year ago or so, he went over to Saudi Arabia and had a coup and killed all the ISIS over there. Did you know that?
Who, Trump?
Trump sent his boys over there.
Why didn't they announce that?
I don't know.
You know what's other interesting about this is watching corporate media, their response. Mm-hmm. Have you seen some of their response to all this?
Just to finish up,
okay,
that,
go
ISIS,
ahead.
And if they come back into power, those ISIS people, you are going to be out of power. We're going to take you out.
Who, Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, they're not threatening. Give me a break. Trump's not threatening Saudi Arabia. Give me a break. Saudi Arabia owns America. They're not being threatened by America. Our whole economic balance is hanging in their hands.
This much.
This much what?
Our economic balance.
The whole petrodollar revolves around Saudi Arabia.
True. But they don't. I mean, we don't get any oil from Saudi Arabia.
It's not about oil. It's about maintaining this illusion that we can. That all the sales are going to be in dollars, and they control the region.
Oh, it's going to be for a while. I mean, they just got to go. Oh, we're going to go to a dinar or something. Can't do it.
Well, it's already been happening. It's been happening for years. Slowly,
a little bit by little.
A little bit slow can turn into quick real fast.
And so can invasion.
Give me a break. Russia routed millions to influence Clinton and uranium deal, informant tells Congress. Why is this not the biggest story in the world? Yeah. Russia routed millions to influence Clinton in uranium deal, informant tells Congress. From Newsweek, Moscow routed millions of dollars to the U.S., expecting the funds would benefit ex-President Bill Clinton's charitable initiative, while his wife, Hillary, worked to reset relations with Russia, an FBI informant in an Obama administration-era uranium deal stated. They said flat out, millions went to Bill Clinton to influence Hillary to help with this uranium deal. Why is this not the biggest story in the world?
And Clinton walked away with a big pocketbook after that. Hillary.
Do you have any hope that there's going to be justice involved with that witch?
I
said it. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. So just save your emails. I said it. That witch. That's what I said. Witch.
I concur. She's a witch.
Okay. Is there going to be any justice with her?
It's not looking very good, to be honest with you. She should have been in jail as soon as Trump got in office.
Source, this should make you feel a little bit better, I think. Source from Breitbart, Trump focused on mental health legislation instead of gun control. He's not going to focus on gun control.
Yeah, I like that.
There's plenty of background checks, he says. He's kind of changed his tune. Not kind of. It seems like he has.
Well, that's what I heard. He was just playing politics before that. I'm just going to say this, and we ain't going to do it, so.
Well, mental health legislation can turn into
a nightmare too. Yeah.
That could turn real quick.
Can.
Red flag laws. He's unstable. He was angry in public. I mean, he's got guns and he was angry. He yelled at somebody at the gas station.
That's right.
We need to take his guns.
That's right.
See,
yeah.
See, that's just as bad. Worse in some ways. At least if it's a full on gun control debate, at least America will wake up to it. Now they're, can camouflage it with some mental health situation. This is If this doesn't raise the hair on the back of your head, this next story, I don't know what will. Big Pharma and Microsoft are teaming up in something called ID 2020 Alliance. Have you heard of ID 2020?
I've heard of some guy called 2250. That's the same thing?
Yeah, I would get a T-shirt with our back. I'm with 2250 or something. ID 2020 Alliance that will combine vaccinations with implantable microchips to create your digital ID.
Yeah, what a great idea that is.
Big Pharma is officially partnering with the tech industry to pair, quote, immunization with digital biometrics. For years, we've been watching as Microsoft founder Bill Gates, now retired from the company, uses billions to give, quote, free vaccinations to people in third world countries. You think he was just doing it out of the just the goodness of his heart?
That's right. They see them trucks coming. Those people go running.
A lot of them do. Was it Pakistan? They killed 90 UN vaccine workers over the last many years.
Yeah.
I know in South America, some of the villages, they send the women and children to the hills, and then they kill everybody.
They put them in the pot.
And then they... What? Never mind. I'm not going to ask. Let's just leave it at that. Now Bill has become a founding partner in another company. This one is called ID 2020 Alliance. Oh, it sounds so sweet.
Well, I say he goes first. Whoever's the CEO.
He's fine with it.
He
doesn't
first.
Have an issue. He's fine with it. This is great. Security.
Oh.
Why wouldn't he want a tracker on him? He probably has a tracker on him.
Wow. Really?
And its goal is to give every human being on Earth a digital ID. How do they plan on accomplishing this feat? By combining mandatory vaccinations with implantable microchips. And coming soon to a theater near you, as the saying goes. And this is from Revelations. I'm going to read this, but before, you know, the end of the week, we read the story from Bangladesh. They said, well, we want people to have control of their identity. Well, don't they already have? No, you want control of their identity. Right.
Well, supposedly they've been putting those nanoparticles in those vaccinations, too, you know?
Now, there's something that you've heard that you can say. Not blue Trump, red Trump. There's something.
I'm just throwing it out there. I've been trying to track it down. I've been trying to compare one Trump with the red tie and one Trump with the blue tie. Supposedly the earlobes. Supposedly the earlobes are different.
So do they look different to you?
A little bit, yes. Yes, but I haven't really got a close-up picture.
Okay,
anybody who wants to track that down can track it down.
Okay, whatever. And here's Revelations. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Blah, 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 blah. And he who hates wisdom loves death. That's another scripture. You can start to see how the attack on Christianity is so important. If everything we've been saying, if this is true about the identity, you know, I can remember being a little kid growing up in the South, and there was a sentiment, there was an underlying concept in the back of most people's head was this idea about the mark of the beast. I mean, it was understood, Christianity, especially the Bible Belt, it was just understood that there was this, whatever you do, don't get the mark. Whatever, it was there.
And now it's here.
It was in our head. It was in our head then. It was there in our head. Now, we're seeing it, and we're seeing the beginning of it. Do we still have the same conviction and fervor? Is that still in our head? Do our children still grow up with that idea and concept?
No.
I think it's less because the influence of the church is less, one. And I don't know if churches are talking about the same, but here it is right here. I mean, don't ever get a digital ID. Don't ever get a mark. Don't ever give your image over to the beast.
Nope. They'll take your soul.
Well, they'll try. Survivors and victims on shocking state sanctioned organ harvesting in China.
Oh, gosh.
We've been talking for how long about China and the Falun Gong, and they'll rip you out. Ladies and gentlemen.
Right off the street.
We've had.
Throw you in a van, throw you on a table, cut out whatever they need, and then sell it right on the street.
Bingo.
Bingo. Without any anesthesia.
Yeah, no need. Why? What do
no
they?
Need.
That,
wait,
that costs. That costs money.
That's right. Just like them cameras on King Kong. They cost money.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the old King Kong movie? There's a line from that. We've been talking about this. We've had guests on discussing this concept about China. China is a communist socialist hellhole where the individual means precious little to them.
And if you're an individual, they do something about it, too. You go to re-education camps.
So my point of all this and leading up to this is that this article is not from, you know, some fringe small newspaper. This article is not even from Breitbart. This article is from Fox News.
Wow.
This article is from Fox News and tells a story. Having hepatitis C may very well have saved Jennifer Zeng's life. In February 2000, she was arrested for being a Falun Gong practitioner, interrogated intensely about her medical history at a labor camp in China's Dajing County. Zeng's blood was drawn, and she was told that she had hepatitis C before she took up the spiritual practice. 12 days later, her cellmate, this is her now telling her story, my cellmate died as a result of force feeding. They force feed these people and kill them and then take their organs. Having hepatitis C might have...
You like ducks?
For yeah.
For their liver? Basically. Pate?
I don't know.
Make pate out of their liver?
Having hepatitis C might have unqualified me as an organ donor. It's the stuff of nightmares and has been buried from public view. No, no, Fox, you've buried it from public
exactly.
view. Don't hand me. We've talked about this for years on this broadcast. It's not in public view because you buried it.
That's right.
Well, hand me that. And shrouded beneath the cloak of silence for almost two... No, it hasn't. You've hid it under the cloak of silence for two decades. Which begs the question, why are they talking about it now? Is this kind of a back and forth with the intelligence communities? The CIA is trying to make China look bad. China's trying to make America look... Yeah. You know, they're trying to go back and forth with this trade thing.
You could be right about that.
I don't know.
A little bit of leverage.
I'm just speculating.
Getting some leverage.
But anecdotes and evidence are slowly... But no, they're not slow. They're slow. You are slowly bringing them to the... Oh, my gosh, these people. To the surface that the organs of members of marginalized groups detained in Chinese prisons and labor camps are unwillingly harvested. Let me tell you what else they've done in China for a long time. And I think it's changing now because I think they stabilized their population. But for decades... women would be pregnant, and the same thing, they'd grab them off the street and give them an abortion, force abortion on them. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, if it was a girl.
That loving China, or sterilize them. Did you know that? So the Falun Gong, among others, or people in the labor camp, they do all kind of medical tests. Ooh, you good match. You good match. Ooh, you good match. You eat. You eat now.
That's
you
right.
come in van. Get in van right now. Good. Yeah. Good, good, good.
She's half starved, so she hops in.
Yeah. So, that's been going on. Like, it's not even hidden. This isn't the leaking coming out. Give me a break. There's a million Uyghurs in a labor camp right now. That's just what credible estimates can come up with. That there's a million of these people in labor camps in China right now. Who knows how many underground or secret or, I mean, who knows? I have no idea. A million.
Yeah.
Or close to a million. It's like 900,000. It's close to a million.
Yeah, or in women's cosmetics.
Crisis of confidence. Now, these stories keep almost assuming that Trump is going to get impeached. Do you think Trump is going to be impeached?
There's a possibility. I don't trust the Republicans in the Senate.
I mean, vote for impeachment. Yes, vote for impeachment to go to the Senate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to do it by hook or crook. Whether they have the votes or not, they're going to say they have the votes or yes. But do I think it's going to get impeached? Yes. Do I think it's going to be the legal way? No.
Okay, so you think they're going to have a vote, then vote to impeach, and then go to the Senate. You believe that?
Yes.
And you think that that's going to happen when? This year?
Yeah, I think this year.
What makes it just general?
Just general. Just in general, because they want to get it done before.
They'll do it over Christmas break.
They'll
do it over Christmas break.
Yeah.
Like the Federal Reserve when they
that's
got that.
Right. They sneaked it in. three people voted on the Federal Reserve?
Well, it was more than that, but it wasn't.
It wasn't much more.
Well, at the center of this, do you know who presides over a trial, an impeachment trial in the Senate? Do you know?
Mm-mm.
The head of the Supreme Court. Do you know who the head of the Supreme Court is?
Oh, that traitor.
Mr. Obamacare himself.
Mr. Obamacare.
Let me rewrite the law.
Rewrite
the quote-unquote law. so-called law.
Yeah.
Well, this is what this article is talking about. Washington Times, crisis of confidence, quote-unquote. John Roberts' impeachment role prompts recusal rumblings. In an impeachment trial in the Senate, President Trump would look up to see one of his Washington establishment foes, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, presiding over the historic proceedings from the dais in the upper chamber. Mr. Trump, who has clashed with Chief Roberts over the perceived political bias of the federal courts, would have to count on him for a fair hearing. So there's been a back and forth, and they've been arguing, you know, for quite a while, should John Roberts recuse himself if he is...
Yeah, he's sneaky.
Well, let me do you think he should recuse himself? Because
yeah.
he said some very inflammatory things, disparaging things already about Trump. Should he recuse himself?
I say yeah. Personally, I think Trump should replace him. Doing unconstitutional things. That rewriting that Obamacare was unconstitutional, what he did.
John Cordillo, a conservative radio personality and a host on Newsmax, said, there's already a crisis of confidence among the American people that we have a fair system of justice. When you have a Chief Justice of the Supreme Court overtly making comments that are derogatory to the President of the United States, take all speculation out of the process. Yeah, bingo.
Yeah, bam. Yeah.
See, but all these articles, I'm starting to read a lot more. It's like, he's going to get impeached. He's going to get impeached. It's almost assuming that it's going to happen, like you said, by hook or
Yeah, that's what I think. You know, if they don't have the votes, they'll fudge it.
Now here's
they'll
John.
Do something,
now think. Here's John Kelly. You know, former chief of staff.
For he was a sneaky little guy.
Why out of the Washington Examiner? I felt bad that I left. Quote unquote. John Kelly.
He was forced out because he was leaking.
John Kelly warned Trump
allegedly
that he would, with a red tie or blue tie. On. John Kelly warned Trump. He
always
would
wore striped.
Oh, God, I wish somebody would wear stripes over there. John Kelly warned President Trump that hiring a yes man to succeed him as White House chief of staff would lead to impeachment. In hindsight, regrets his decision to resign. So he goes on in this dripping story about, I was there to rein in the superfluous instincts of Donald Trump and keep him in line. And now that I'm not there, he got out of line, and this is what he's going to do. I warned him he's going to get impeached if I was somebody. Really?
That nonsense.
What I mean by all these stories?
Yeah, he kept all the good information away from Donald Trump.
Halloween. Do you know how much Halloween sales are projected for?
$150 billion.
No. 8.8 billion for costumes, candy, and pumpkins. That seems like a lot. Well, not to you. You just said, but anyway, that's low. So this is a sign. Slumping Halloween sales spook the experts. Is this a sign for Christmas? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More news and the Power Hour. Uncle Kevin's ready. He's going to get a red tie on or a blue tie.
I'm checking it out. Anybody?
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Robert Redfern from Good Health Naturally, the blockbuster all clear, the curcumin, the Sarah enzyme, vitamin D3, lithium balance, alpha lipoic acid, and the Health Point machine, all on sale at the Power Mall. Of course, magnesium oil, Miracle 2 soap is now available, the moisturizing and the neutralizer and the concentrate, all of it, and the regular, all available at the Power Mall. Of course, all the other great specials, we really appreciate your support. We need and deserve your support, and you need to buy from us. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And don't forget KCXL out of Liberty, Missouri, near Kansas City. We're now live Monday through Friday, different hours. It fluctuates back and forth, but now we're live, so check that out. And also in Spokane, Washington's Coeur d'Alene, which beautiful area up there, just gorgeous area, is also has a replay. So a couple of our stations we've added, and we thank you for all your support, ladies and gentlemen. That allows us to, you know, we're adding a little here, a little there. See how we go. We're gonna grow that way. We think we have a broadcast that people would like. And also, very important announcement: the silver gel lozenges, silver gel and the lozenges. This week we have them. Call. You can order them now. Jay will give you the information, and we'll be able to take orders, I think, starting today. So you guys have asked for that. We get it, and we will talk about it more. And Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail and the Phosphatidylcholine also on sale at the Power Mall. Dr. Rogers, I think, is here. Is it tomorrow? Later this week. Oh, no, it's not tomorrow. It's the next day. Lauren from Ohio is going to be here tomorrow. And everybody's asked where Lauren is. They love Lauren. I love Lauren. So we got her. We're so happy to talk to her. So fun to talk to her. She'll be here tomorrow. So check that out. And, yeah, thank you so much for your support. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Now, I want to tell a story, and you were there, Kev, so you can kind of back me up. But often we go to the park with the children. They love to go to the park. There's other children there. There's a pretty good monkey bars and what have you for them. And we're there, and they, of course, they run out of the car as soon as we get there and go play. So we're just sitting there, and this one small child about, I don't know, six-ish something, seven, I don't know, starts just going around, kind of acting a little funny, but I didn't think much of it, you know, just going around and tapping everybody on the head or something. I don't know, he thought he was playing Duck Duck Goose or what. I don't know, cute kid, acting a little funny, but didn't know. So anyway, his mother was there, and she was asking, she said, oh, I'm sorry about my son, he's autistic. And, oh, okay, that makes sense. He was, you know, just a little dissociative or something. You know, something wasn't quite normal. And so, oh, that's okay, no problem. And so we get to talking, and we ask her about the vaccines. Well, did the vaccines cause this? He says, well, you know, now that you talk about it, now you mention, you know, he started acting funny right after the vaccines. And I go, well, what, I mean, did you go to your doctor? Did you talk to your doctor? She said, and I'm quoting, you were there, Kev.
I was there, I heard
her. She said, oh, my doctor said that couldn't happen.
It has nothing to do with it.
Has nothing to do with it.
And then we said, wrong.
You know, and you said, they lie.
That's
what you said. You said that's they right. lie, actually. And it was, that was very meaningful meeting her and also very painful at the same time. Meaningful because, you know, you wonder, meaning me, I'm going to put this on me, you know, why do you scream or why do you get upset or why do you get passionate and why do you, and you could see the exasperated look on this mother's face. And why do I get passionate? Why do I present these things the way I do? Because of that mother and the exasperated look on her face. Because mm-hmm. I do not want you to have that exasperated look on your face, no matter whether it's autism, whether it's cancer, no matter it's, you know, financially being, just anything. We want, literally, we really want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. The other part of this is, again, seeing the look on her face when we were pushing about the doctors, and you could see her, the wheels turn, and, you know, it goes from shock to disbelief, then to guilt, then to, oh, I got to go.
I got to go.
I just
don't want to talk about this anymore.
You know, I'm about to break down right there in the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I thought, well, is there a better, you know, we weren't
very aggressive.
Well, you were a little aggressive. You were a little aggressive, but I don't know what else to be.
Yeah.
You know, having said that, I don't know how else you could handle. You know, what we should have done, what we asked people to do, which we didn't do. I mean, I didn't know we were going to, you never know who you're going to be.
You never know. We weren't prepared.
We didn't have our one sheet right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. And I have them typed up. That's
well, we got a new, we got the old ones and we got another one typed up. We got printed. So
yeah.
We could just give it to them right there.
Yes.
So.
It was our fault for not bringing them to the park.
Well, we said something, but it
I'm
was.
I'm going to do that and hand them out next time I go to the park. I got them all ready.
It is.
I'll probably get arrested.
Join the club.
What? You're 2250. I'll be 2251.
Anyway, I just want to tell that story to let you know every little thing you have no idea the impact that you know. And I will take the risk to if I offend her or if I offend somebody else. Fine. You know what? I don't know what else to do.
Might save somebody's life.
Yeah, you might save somebody. You might. It's not even saving their life. I mean, some of these parents, it's death would be I don't want to sound cruel, but, you know, their life is
totally changed,
totally, you know, sucked up into this thing that there's no yeah. way that they were prepared for. And nobody should have to go through this. And the careless, another story. Okay. Give you another story to let you know about the hold that these medical institutions have on people. My uncle, your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
He's a pastor of a local church. So he goes in, and we've been talking to him a little bit.
Yeah, we've been working on him.
And he kind of, you know, he's picking up a little bit.
Every time he got a flu shot, he'd get sick.
So we told him, you know, you need to tell people to be careful about the flu shots because they can shed, and you can give the flu from the flu shot if you got the flu shot. And so he was in church, and I wasn't there. He's telling me later, he says, I told them, you know, especially older people, be careful with these young people. But if you've gotten the flu shot, you know, for a while, because you shed for a little bit. And what do you think the congregation then said back to him?
They were throwing cabbages at him. Get off the stage.
Figurative cabbages. One lady says, well, I talked to my pharmacist, and that's a myth.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. So then he talked to me. He said, you have documentation. So we looked it up on the internet. I didn't have the insert. It says it on the insert.
They don't give them out anymore. Try
to Google and find the insert.
They try to get one from the pharmacy. It's almost impossible.
So we found the article from the CDC, and he says, the CDC admits, you know, they try to downplay it, say, but it's usually only in children and it's rare. You know, they try to downplay it, but they admit it. I say, here's your article, CDC. And then right below it, or above it and below it, the whole page, besides this one CDC article, is about how it's a myth.
Yes, Snopes. Snopes got to be mixed up there somewhere.
Yeah, about how it's not true, it's a myth, it's BS, and they do it, it's a play on words, contagious and shedding.
Yeah,
so their argument is, well, it's not you're not contagious because you don't have the flu, you just got the flu vaccine, so you're not contagious. So the only way you can spread the disease is being contagious.
Right.
So you're not contagious, but you shed. Well, shedding's not being contagious.
Right.
Literally.
That's what they claim.
Right. If you think that sounds stupid, well, one, you're right. Two, that's not me, that's what they're saying.
That's
in all these articles.
That's in their official article.
So, anyway, I put those two stories together, and we have a lot of work to do in this country. Of course, the other big thing, and this is just starting, not just starting, that's the wrong word. And I don't want to come off like I'm bashing police, but I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to continue to ask this question and have you think about it. If you think America, the United States, the corporate America is a occupied territory, if you believe that, then ask yourself, okay, I believe that, then where is the occupying force? Answer that question, and you will start to, I believe, zero in on quote-unquote law enforcement. They are the occupying force of the corporate takeover of this country, the IMF takeover of this country. And any benefit, now I mean this, I've thought about this, and I'm not carelessly saying this, and any benefit that they give to the people is either one, some police officer going against his training and protocol and going outside the box, or two, is an ancillary effect of them executing their policies that they're told to execute. I defy anybody to refute that.
Who comes and takes your house when you don't pay your state tax?
Who comes with defects to take the children?
Police.
Who comes when you don't pay your student loans and then wants to throw you into debtor's prison? Who brings
police.
Who has an NRAP down comes down your street
police.
To execute a warrant at 3 o'clock in the morning because your neighbor said you might have a pot plant in your basement? Who does any of those things?
Mm-hmm.
Who comes and takes your gun with a red flag law because
you
had some meme on internet or you had some joking thing with a gun pictures of guns? Who comes to arrest you without a warrant? Who does that? And so, well, they keep saying, please just shut up about this safe crap, okay?
They don't, yeah. It's all
just
about,
shut up.
It's all about making money for their corporation.
Well, and keeping order. So if they keep you safe, believe me, the IMF doesn't want disorder. They want to keep milking us. So the police are there. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. It's an ancillary effect of what they're trained to do.
Yeah.
This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. These two things. And this show, if it has any impact to entertain you, to inform you, it's to, there is big money, billions of dollars being spent to manipulate and capture your imagination. what we're trying to do is like to be that little meme on Facebook that just punches a hole right mm-hmm. through the veil here.
Gets you thinking a little bit.
And gets you thinking. Now, you may disagree with what I say. I would say you're wrong. Okay. You know, we can agree to disagree.
That's right.
But please consider what we're talking about here. This is real. And in the future, all the things that you're afraid of, you know, I was talking to AJ. AJ, it was great to talk to you this morning, by the way. I talked to one of the listeners we called. We were talking about my situation and what have you. We'll get into that later. But anyway, we're talking about the future. You know, who is it that's going to enforce mandatory vaccines? Who is it that takes the children if you take them out of public school because you don't want to vaccinate them and you don't do go through the proper procedure that they like and you dot and get a letter or whatever? Who is it? Who is it that does all this? And then they say, well, I'm just doing my job. They argue about safety, but they pull you over if your car's not registered. What in the world does safety have to do with your car being registered? Can you please
explain? Money.
Can you please explain that to me, ladies and gentlemen?
About extorting money from you. Simple.
Control. No, it's about control, which money is part of the control. It's about control. Explain that. Well, you might be. I might be. Have you ever heard of the Bill of Rights? Have you ever heard of the Constitution? Do you understand your inheritance?
Most of them haven't.
No, they're trained not to.
They're trained not to.
Like I told you, if you didn't hear the... See, I didn't even want to get into all this, but this is so massively important. Put all these stories together. The only way... I mean, we've talked about the law of 10%. You want public opinion to change on vaccines, mm-hmm. about the police, about the, you know, the IMF, any of these things. You have to, there has to be 10% of the population that is convicted, willing to proselyte, and is immune to resistance. Okay, I am that on many issues. There's several issues. Kevin, you're that on, there's several issues that you're those three things. Many of our listeners, most of our listeners, they have a topic that they are those three things on.
Right.
Accentuate that. We're not asking you to believe something that maybe you don't want to believe or whatever. Just think about these things. But what I am asking you to do is, one, consider them. Two, find something you do feel that way about, and then be that and push that.
And push it, yeah.
And push it and be immune. It doesn't matter if you're in-law. I'm going to go see. I'm seeing my in-laws this weekend, by the way. Please pray for me, by the way.
Well, make sure I'll give you those papers.
Oh, I'm not giving them any papers.
Yeah, do it.
No. Nope. I'll just give them no. I have an idea.
Okay.
Market Watch. Why the U.S. economy's bumpy ride is about to get bumpier. Put that with the Halloween story we talked about before the break. The U.S. economy has hit a lot of bumps in the road lately, and the way forward is unlikely to get any smoother. Okay, do you think this has anything to do with the constant barrage of attacks on Donald Trump and the perception that things are slowing down, that Donald Trump is a crook, and his effort to stimulate the economy is failing? Do you think that the perception has anything to do with it, this constant impeachment nonsense?
Yeah, absolutely. Say a lie over and over again.
I do too. LA Times. So much for a cashless society. Currency is popular again, especially the $100 bill. What they're finding out is that there's more cash in circulation than there has been recently.
Thought have been.
And a lot of the cash people are just putting under their mattress.
That's right. Exactly. For years.
People are instinctually starting to feel like, hey, but I would suggest putting, some silver and gold under your mattress.
Yeah, rather than fiat money.
Yeah, we gave the number for Mike. Mike is a great guy. Any questions, I don't care if you live in Missouri, don't live in Missouri. You have any questions about silver and gold at all, Mike is a fantastic resource. 573-334, it was 1108 or 1104. 573-334. 1108, I believe, is his number, or 1104. I shouldn't have done that. But I look, you guys have asked me about where we can go. He'll sell it to you. He'll ship it to you, even if you're not from there. His prices are great. I trust him.
Yeah, I trust
him. A lot of these places, I don't trust. So that's why I brought you to Mike. He's not paying anything. I brought him on because, one, he's a friend of mine, and he's dealt very fair, equitable with me. And I completely vet him, and I completely trust him to help you.
Yes, so. Exactly.
Comey on Trump winning in 2020. Oh, if only. He says, I'll be at, quote, my new home in New Zealand. He's going
Well, he's gonna leave the country before he gets indicted.
Let me tell you his other line here, quote, from Comey.
Okay, go.
Our leaders cannot be people who lie all the time. That's just rich coming from him, isn't it?
Boy, isn't it?
There was recently a New York Times article. I don't want to summarize it, but you are standing in the living room. In the picture, you talk about your life and what you want for the country. This is Chris Wallace, your buddy, interviewing Comey. What does he want? Change in the administration. Yes, I'm optimistic that even there is not an impeachment proceeding, the American people are going to pass judgment on what kind of country we want to be. What kind of country is that?
Free of Comey. Go to Australia.
Wasn't his administration, Obama administration, the Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
Weren't they in the center of that? Weren't they in the center of the Uranium One deal?
He was in the center
of
everything.
Kidding me? I can't even read this. These people. It's not that I love the Republican. I can't stand the Republican Party. I hate Mitt Romney. Please don't sit here on being partisan. But this Democratic Party at the national level, I mean, woo!
Yeah, the commies.
Phew.
Devil worshiping commies. Allegedly.
Allegedly. If you're looking for a new job, you know, you're looking for a career change.
Okay.
Florida's got just the job for you. Do you have any idea what they're looking
alligator
for?
Alligator wrangling.
Close. Oh, you're so close. Florida needs python hunters. A man in Iran is even one of the thousands who want the job applying in Miami. When Florida issued a call for python hunters, applications came in from near and very, very far away. Iran, for instance. So they got a python problem over the years. People, you know, the pythons can only live in America. Maybe Miami area, maybe the only place in America they can live.
Maybe Texas.
Maybe part. But it freezes down there. So it never freezes in Miami.
Well, if they got the swamps, they can get underwater, you know.
Maybe parts of Texas, maybe California, maybe parts. But that's kind of deserty. I don't know if they. I don't know.
Whatever. Okay. There's a lot of them.
I know way too much about pythons already than I ever wanted to know. So if you need a new job, there you go. You can apply to be a python wrangler.
Do you get paid by the...
By the skin?
By the skin?
Now, that I don't know. Now, that I'm sure that's how they pay them.
Probably.
Yeah. For everyone you find, you get... God, what's one of those? See, now you got me curious. I want to find out what... I would like to find that out.
You know, remember that story you were telling me Friday about the... President of Brazil sending the army to the shore to help with
for the oil spill.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you know what he gave to each person?
A bucket. I don't know what.
A straw. Told them not to come back until it was cleaned up.
This is a joke. Stupid. We got news to talk about. You're talking stupid things.
Okay. I just wanted to break it up a little.
L.A. in flames. Getty fire threatens thousands of homes. A growing brush fire was threatening thousands of homes in Brentwood and other hillside communities on the west side of Los Angeles. You know,
And our friend is leaving his home because of that.
Who's our friend? What do you mean?
Basketball player? Runs his mouth.
Oh, Comrade James?
Comrade James.
We're trying to get through the news, and you're talking about stupid things. Los Angeles Fire Department Chief Ralph Terraza said despite firefighters' efforts, at least five homes, including some on Tiger Tail Road, have been destroyed in the blaze. I put this with the next article, Seattle Times. California's new normal, wildfires, ash, and power outages could last a decade. Can you explain to me what shutting the power off has to do with stopping fires?
In my opinion, zero.
Well, the argument is, well, they're above ground and they cause a spark and it whatever. Okay.
I've never seen them cause a spark. Maybe if a branch falls on them.
Well, my question would be then why aren't the power lines underground like the rest of the world?
Yeah.
The rest of the developed world. Why don't they put them underground? That's easy. Wouldn't that be easier than all this stuff?
Yeah.
And now people are out of power. They're talking about the businesses and people on life support, the hospitals. They don't care. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is industry. Well, come hell or high water, 5 o'clock tomorrow, all the power's out.
Yeah, who made that decision?
PGP.
Yeah, who were they?
I agree.
I mean, somebody should file an injunction.
That shows you that there's something so sinister and big. This Deborah Tavares interview, if you can, you know, keep from...
They just can't shut off power like
but
that.
But if you I'll tell you what, if you shut off the power and get rid of your smart meter off your house, they'll be here. And who comes with them? Who comes with them?
The cops.
That's right. The cops. Who makes you put that? There's another one. Who puts that smart meter on? Who makes you put that smart meter on your house,
the
ladies
cops.
And gentlemen? That's right.
And if you take it off, who makes it? You put it back on.
That's
cops.
Right. At the point of a gun.
At the
you
point
get
of
it?
A gun. Yeah.
They're
yeah.
terrorists. Brent Saunders just said they're terrorists. What does a terrorist mean? Make you do something by manipulation and coercion.
Yep. That you don't want to do.
That you don't want to do. Is that not what they do?
That's exactly
Well, if you tell me these stories, like I told you, if any benefit to you happens by the police activity, it's one of two things. A police acting outside his jurisdiction policy just on his own as a good-natured person, and there's lots of them, and I love him for it. I love him for it. Or two, it's just an ancillary benefit of them executing the IMF overlord policy.
Yeah, they're trained wrong. It's sad.
Oh, it depends on your perspective. For the IMF, they're trained perfect.
Right, they're trained perfect. Right.
North Korea says it's running out of patience with the United States. North Korea this weekend says it's running out of patience with the U.S. over what is described as hostile policies and unilateral disarmament demands. Humans are gobbling up acorns, driving squirrels nuts. So there's this big push that eating acorns, there's a real benefit. They grind them up or something. And so
it's a nasty taste in them.
You've eaten an acorn.
I sure have.
You have?
Yeah. Nasty. Nasty.
Those acorns out here, my daughter collects them.
She got a whole bunch.
Maybe the squirrels are going to start dive bombing her.
Mm-hmm. But I never roasted them, so don't know.
Anyway, in South Korea, people, they call themselves, what do they call themselves? I don't know. There's some activists. They go around and people are collecting nuts. They start yelling and screaming at them. Oh, what about the squirrels? What about the squirrels?
What about them?
You think there's some pot?
They got to fend for themselves.
The early bird gets the nut.
That's right.
Flashback. Australian Prime Minister advisor says climate change is a UN-led ruse to establish New World Order. The Australian Prime Minister's advisor said that. He said this is not about facts or logic. It's about a New World Order under the control of the UN. It is opposed to capitalism and freedom, and it's made environmental catastrophism a household topic. Think of California and all the fires. Environmental catastrophism.
Yeah.
Topic to achieve its objective. And what's its objective? Control.
Control and to take property. If you got a property they want it.
It's a well-kept secret. This is what else he said. I forgot about this quote. It's a well-kept secret, but 95% of the climate models we are told prove the link between human CO2 emissions and catastrophic global warming have been found after nearly two decades of temperature stasis to be in error.
Right.
The real agenda is concentrated political authority. All right. That's right. Get right to it. Global warming is the hook. Eco-catastrophisms have captured the UN and are extremely well-funded. They have a hugely powerful ally in the White House, meaning Obama. But Obama's out.
Yeah. Well, I like that guy. He's my new favorite guy.
1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, survey finds.
Well, let's ship them back over wherever they want to go.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that with our guest, Chris Markowski, on the other side. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from living streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, Numana food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9.